Good. So before the break, we looked a little bit at just that tuning in and seeing how has this work affected your sense of self. And now we're gonna look a little bit more at just like with the essences, I like to start describing like giving descriptions of how many people feel that particular essence. And in the same way, I'm going to give you some descriptions of what people say when they recognize themselves, when they recognize their the essence of who they are. And so like with the essences, when I describe the essences, you will remember I usually say, don't expect yourself to sort of tick all everything and say, I know this, I know this, I know this, I know this. It's more like a menu, and some of it might be familiar to you, and some of it might seem outlandish or like you have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's absolutely fine. You're getting the menu, and some of it's also sometimes hearing these descriptions will make it easier for you to then recognize when you actually experience it. And I think it's particularly like also with the essences, I often say, I think it's good to be a little bit, how to put it, skeptic. So when you feel something that you think, oh, this might fit the bill, this might be an experience of the essence, resist that conclusion a little bit. Yeah, it might be, it might not be, right? Because otherwise, sometimes what I see is people like jump at their favorite experience and hold it up and say, this is it. And it might not, and if you too quickly jump to a conclusion like that, you might not notice something over here, which is actually much more related to what we're talking about. So this is a general good attitude to say, yeah, maybe this resonates, maybe this resonates. Give yourself time for the discovery process. Does that make sense? Good. So,